come back, I'll be better. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. You can't be that far from town. I wish you'd turn that car around. When you said you were sad, I didn't listen.
The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by McFarland's, where service is a family tradition, and J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A travel crunch this Memorial Day holiday weekend. 3.5 million travelers are flying, the most in almost 20 years, and some 44 million travelers are driving 50 miles or more.
We left early, and our event is tomorrow. So hopefully, God willing, creek don't rise. We'll be there in plenty of time, hopefully.
God willing, that's driver Willis Tenney in Miami, hitting some delays on the Florida Turnpike, but is otherwise well on her way. Across the country, a developing story impacting many on this getaway day. A standoff with a suspect stopped on the 91 freeway in Anaheim, California this hour. Local news reports say the suspect may be dead. And college basketball players may soon be paid to play. There's a tentative revenue-sharing agreement on the table between the NCAA and its five largest athletic conferences. The deal would allow student-athletes to earn money directly from the NCAA. For the first time ever, approval from a federal judge is pending. This is ABC News. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $310 million to settle claims from that toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, last year. Chemicals caught fire and burned for days, forcing hundreds from their homes. If the settlement is approved, the company will pay for community health services and environmental monitors. It says costs from the derailment now total around $2 billion. The little dog, whose face launched one of the most popular memes ever and became a symbol for one type of cryptocurrency, has died.
It was the side eye from a Shiba Inu named Kobosu that launched what would become the meme of the year in 2013. The much wow face also inspired the cryptocurrency Dogecoin, launching Kobosu to celebrity status online. She had 500,000 followers, and her birthday on November 2nd was celebrated by many of them. Kobosu's owner, Atsuko Sato, said on social media that Kobosu died without suffering while she was petting her at age 18. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you, and by Chet's Feed and Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. Look for showers and thunderstorms ending in the evening, then clearing overnight with a low of 43, sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 76, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 2 miles per hour, and it is raining outside, and our current temperature is 64 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Loose horses caused a fatal crash. Early yesterday morning, around 3 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a single vehicle crash on Highway 80 near Walnut Road, north of Platteville. It was found that several large horses escaped their pasture and three were running along Highway 80 when Russell Books, 21 of Platteville, collided with the three horses. Russell Books was fatally injured as a result of the crash. The three horses were also fatally injured. Governor Tony Evers has announced his appointment of Jared Hoy to serve as Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Hoy previously served as the Deputy Secretary of DOC, and his appointment fills the vacancy created by former Secretary Kevin Carr's retirement. In 2007, Jared Hoy joined the Wisconsin DOC as a corrections field supervisor and has held many positions at the agency in the years since, including program and policy chief, policy initiatives advisor, training director, and assistant administrator and administrator of the Division of Management Services. Most recently, Hoy has served as deputy secretary since January 2021, where he has regularly collaborated with stakeholders, including advocacy groups, law enforcement, and the statewide Criminal Justice Coordinating Council, and has supervised various offices and divisions within the department. It was a rare oddity for the area last night in Vernon County. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a vehicle versus black bear collision occurred at approximately 10 o'clock near Pine Avenue in the town of Union, rural Hillsboro. Dominic Lee Vesbach, 27 of rural Lafarge, was operating a heavy-duty pickup truck traveling east on State Highway 82 when the collision occurred. The left side of a loaded trailer attached to the Vesbach vehicle struck the bear. The approximate 145-pound male black bear was severely injured and had to be put down. The Apache Blues Welcome Home event is coming to Ontario tomorrow. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
The Apache Blues Welcome Home is an event that will include bands playing songs and the premiere movie being played at the Ontario Ball Diamond. The event on Saturday, May 25th, will also include a number of other events. Dan Koba explains.
We've got Dave Merlino and Dustin Sweet, the two directors of the movie, are coming from Taos, New Mexico and Spokane, Washington. To be a part of this. This is actually, we can't call it premiere because we had the premiere for the Oscar nomination out in California last year, which we did not win. But I wrote the final song for the movie, and we're going to start out on the 25th of May in Ontario. I want you to know that we call everything the Ball Diamond. And the Ball Diamond is right downtown, and that's where we're, Gunderson Hospital is setting up a 20 by 16 outdoor screen. People have to bring their lawn chairs. And the K Sterling Band will start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, followed by my band at 6. And my band is going to do like a set of some covers and some originals, upbeat stuff. And then at 7 o'clock, we have the presentation of colors from the Ontario Legion. We have Mick Cosgrove is coming from Richland Center, and he's going to be one of the chaplains representing the High Ground. And the other one is John Weitzel. He is going to be representing the National Vietnam Memorial. And those guys will give some kind of an invocation. And then we're going to have a young man by the name of Hunter Everson, who's a school teacher at Brookwood, who just so happened to sing the national anthem for the Green Bay Packer game. So I figure if he could do that, he can do it for us too.
Honoring veterans has always been important to COBA. The Apache Blues Welcome Home event looks to recognize all veterans who served.
This is actually not just for the Blues. This is for all vets. And I want that very, very clear. I am not a vet. I've been very, very fortunate to be around a lot of them, and I've interviewed a lot of them. And I can tell you that these kind of programs and the music that I write and the get-togethers are all tremendous help for these guys. PTSD is a real thing. They need to get it out.
The Apache Blues Welcome Home movie premiere will provide the public its first opportunity to see the film, which focuses on local veterans.
It's tear-jerking. In the very beginning, Ed Beal from North Carolina, he can barely even speak. But in the end, 4 years later, he's carrying on a conversation and very, very open. Dwayne Bloor, my buddy from Hillsboro. By the way, this guy's got two Purple Hearts, two Bronze Stars, and a Silver Star. On March 19th of 1970, he was awarded the Silver Star for saving his platoon. But he doesn't brag about it. He doesn't talk about it. He's purely, purely humble. I love him for it. And I think his guys in the Blues love him for it, and that's why they're coming.
The location of the event is set to be held at the Ball Diamond.
Reasons why we're in Ontario, mind you, is that the owners of the River's End Bar are Dwayne and Mary Bloor's nephew, David, and his wife, Paula. But the whole town has come together, and I think that's the other reason why we're in Ontario, because there's no red tape. They had a noise ordinance. We went to the city council. Boom, it's gone for that day. They are so good to work with. And I want to thank Ontario. I want to thank the Vernon County Highway Department. They're doing. We've got construction over there. These guys are working, getting this done. Monroe County Police, Vernon County Police, David Renish from the city of Ontario, the policeman. All these guys are working together in order to make it smooth. Then we got all the canoe rental areas, and they're going to use their buses for shuttle buses. Don Slama from Hillsboro Equipment is bringing over a tractor with a trailer that hauls 30 people at a time that he uses for his tractor pull in Hillsboro. We are very, very fortunate, and we've had so many donations. I'm very, very proud of what we're doing here.
Performing at the event will be Dan Coba and the Journeymen. Coba provided a sneak peek of some of the songs the band will play.
My second set when my band is playing is going to be stuff off the Apache Blues album. And all the stories about how each one of those songs were written will be, in my book, inspirational.
The Apache Blues Welcome Home event will again be held on Saturday, May 25th at the Ontario Ball Diamond. Events get underway at 3 o'clock p.m. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
As AAA prepares to rescue more than 378,000 drivers nationwide with car trouble during the Memorial Day weekend, it will also work to keep impaired drivers off the road. The Auto Club Group is activating its Tow2Go program in Wisconsin and other selected states, offering a confidential safe ride for would-be impaired drivers and their vehicles. The Auto Club Group has provided the Tow2Go program for more than 25 years, removing nearly 30,000 impaired drivers from U.S. roadways. When someone calls Tow2Go, a tow truck is dispatched to transport the vehicle and its owner to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. The service is free regardless of whether the caller is a AAA member. Toad2Go will be active from 6 tonight to 6 Tuesday morning. Call 855-2-TOW-2-GO or 855-286-9246. Toad2Go may not be available in rural areas or during severe weather conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges all Wisconsinites planning to boat or enjoy water sports this year to wear a life jacket. It's National Safe Boating Week, and with warming weather, the DNR anticipates an increase in boating, paddling, and water sport activities heading into Memorial Day weekend. So far in 2024, there have been two boating fatalities in the state. In 2023, there were 28 boating fatalities, 27 of which involved a victim not wearing a life jacket. Operator inexperience, inattention, recklessness, and speeding are the four leading causes of traffic watercraft crashes, and the leading cause of death is drowning. The department does not track all drownings, only those fatalities linked to the use of a recreational activity item, such as a boat, kayak, or canoe. The DNR's Boating Incident Report webpage contains information on all fatality reports. Statistics show boaters who wear life jackets and take boater safety courses are most likely to stay safe on Wisconsin waters. New life jackets are much more comfortable, lightweight, and stylish than the bulky orange style most boaters think of. There are also innovative options such as inflatable life jackets, which allow greater mobility for fishing, paddling, or hunting, and are much cooler in warm weather. Be ready for the unexpected and always wear your life jacket. Learn more about water sports safety on the DNR's Boat Safety webpage.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Judy Klingeman, 81 of Janesville, died May 5th. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 10 at Living Hope Church in Janesville. A committal service will follow at 2:30 at Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at Living Hope Community Church this evening from now until 7. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville. Charlene B. Charlie Linscheid, 82, of Richland Center, died Tuesday after a long, courageous battle with scleroderma. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church or the National Scleroderma Foundation. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Charlene B., Charlie Linscheid, 82, of Richland Center. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday, June 4th from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Sally Jo Clark, age 74, died Monday. A private family service will be held at a later date. Those wishing to send cards or memorials can send them to her husband, Larry Clark. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Sally Jo Clark, age 74.
On this Memorial Day, we honor the courage and sacrifice of our fallen heroes who gave everything to defend our nation and its ideals. Their legacy will forever inspire us. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Scott's Industries, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Hackle Construction, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and Richland County Telephone Directory.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we already picked up over 3/4 of an inch of rainfall today. With more scattered showers and thunderstorms firing up in the area, we could see some more heavy downpours of another 1/2 inch of rainfall in some of these storms. Some of them could be severe, packing damaging wind gusts, large hail, and a tornado or two as well. Stay weather savvy. Storm Prediction Center still has us in a slight risk. So as the cold front moves through, take shelter from these storms. Otherwise, behind it, clouds are going to clear out of here pretty quickly. Lows will fall to the low 40s, and tomorrow we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine. Highs will smack the mid-70s, and it'll feel pleasant with a southwest breeze at about 15 miles per hour. Few clouds will build in by tomorrow night, and overnight we become mostly cloudy. Because on Sunday, we get drenched. Yes, unfortunately, another storm system strikes us. And this one is going to bring some soaking rain by morning that's going to last throughout the entire day and into the evening, bringing around another inch of rainfall and dropping our highs to the mid-60s. It'll be breezy too, so feeling more like the 50s. So much for the unofficial start to summer, huh? On Memorial Day, Monday, we will see some partly sunny skies, still stuck with those breezy, pesky winds. And some spotty showers are definitely still possible, especially by the evening, as this big system departs and swings some around the back end of it. So what does this all mean? Well, cooler temperatures with highs on Monday hitting the low 70s. We'll put that on repeat and stay unseasonably cool on Tuesday, too, with more spotty showers possible in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain and it's 64 degrees after a daytime high of 67 and a morning low of 54. Yesterday's high was 78 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1950 is 92 degrees with a record low of 29 set back in 1963. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 50. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:28 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:29. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.67 and we have received 88/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Brewers' final stop in a 9-game road trip starts tonight at Fenway Park in Boston. Bryce Wilson is starting the opener for manager Pat Murphy. The Red Sox are riding a 4-game winning streak. They are in third place in the American League East and have been dealing with injuries all season. Boston's hitting is a little under average, but its pitching staff has the second-best earned run average in the Major League Baseball at 2.94. And you can hear the broadcast of that game tonight on WRCE 107.7. First pitch will be at 6:10, with the pregame start coming up shortly at around 5:35. He's still showing up for organized team activities, but Packers quarterback Jordan Love is noncommittal when reporters ask him about his status for the 2024 season. Love's representatives and the team are working on a big deal for the young team leader. When those reporters asked him about his status for the NFL season, Love is quoted as saying, "We'll see. I don't know yet." He does have a contract for the coming season, but if he played under those terms, Love would be seriously underpaid. It's almost a guarantee sharpshooter Malik Beasley won't be back with the Bucks next season. Reports have the Houston Rockets, the Orlando Magic, and the Golden State Warriors showing strong interest. Beasley played on what could be called a prove-it contract last season, as he did. Milwaukee doesn't have the resources to keep him on the roster. Hitting more than 41% of his three-pointers, Beasley averaged 11 points a game last season.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
One of the most important questions for the Wisconsin Badgers is what kind of quarterback will the coaches receive? Is Tyler Van Dyke an upgrade over last year's starter, Tanner Mordecai? There are reasons for optimism. Two of Van Dyke's seasons at Miami were good, and the Badgers are returning to their top two wide receivers, Will Pauling and Bryson Green. On third ranked Van Dyke, the number 12 college quarterback who was available through the transfer portal. The Indiana Pacers are a perfect 6-0 at home this season's playoffs. The Boston Celtics have won all four of their road games. Tomorrow night in Indianapolis, the two teams will put their perfect marks on the line in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston leads the best-of-seven series 2-0 after sweeping the first two games at home. The worst part for Indiana, they might be without all-NBA guard Tyrese Haliburton, who did not return after leaving during the third quarter Thursday night with another injury to his left hamstring. And Team Penske's Joseph Newgarden is the defending winner of the Indianapolis 500, and he is the favorite for Sunday's race. A year ago, he seemed on top of the world. Since then, he has had to find ways to restore his love of racing, and then he and his teammates were caught up in a cheating scandal that cost him his season-opening win in Florida. He goes into this weekend's showcase event without team president Tim Sindrick, who was among several Penske employees suspended in the fallout. There is rain in the forecast for Sunday, and the race could be delayed. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Hello. My name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and corn were higher Friday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraging the extensive knowledge and their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are supported by speculative and technical buying, monitoring planting delays in the Midwest and Plains, and there was some help from a higher move in bean meal. There's more rain in the forecast for southern Brazil, which has already been hit hard by heavy flooding. July beans were up 8¾ at 12.48. August was 7¼ higher at 12.45. July bean meal is up $9.80 at $386.50. July soybean oil was down 24 points at $44.95. Corn was up modestly, keeping an eye on those U.S. planting delays with more rain expected in parts of the Corn Belt through Memorial Day weekend. There's a limited chance for rain in dry second crop areas of central Brazil. July corn was up 3/4 at 4.64 and 3/4. September was 1¼ higher at 4.74 and a half. And wheat was mostly higher. Near-term forecasts for the Black Sea region remain dry, as do outlooks for the southwestern U.S. plains. Parts of the U.S. soft red winter region and western Europe are having issues with excessive soil moisture. July Chicago was down 3/4 at 6.97¼. July Kansas City was up 10½ at 7.21¼. July Minneapolis wheat was 8¾ higher at 7.52¾. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live and feeder cattle were mixed, mostly lower ahead of the USDA's cattle on feed report, which was out after Friday's close. June live was up 17 at 183.70. August was 5 higher at 181.12. August feeders were down $1.22 at 260.22. September feeder cattle were 97 cents lower at 261.75. And getting ready for the cold storage report, also out after Friday's close, June hogs were down 25 at 94.27. July lean was 25 lower at 97.22. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com. The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was mostly quiet Friday, following Thursday's active day of business. For the week, Southern live deals were up mostly $187, a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business had a full range of $300 to $304, steady to $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 61 cents at $310.56. Select closed $1.64 higher at $301.72. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, up 15,000 on the weekend, down less than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.63 with a weighted average of 86.64. The Western Corn Belt closed 243 lower with a weighted average of 86.20. Pork values into the day higher, up 45 cents at 99.14. And estimated hog slaughter was 451,000 head, down 17,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchie Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchie Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchie Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots dipped in April. USDA says 1.6 million U.S. cattle went on feed in April, a decline of 6% on the year due to the tight supply of feeder cattle. More news is next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Many ag groups are optimistic about the Farm Bill's advancement out of committee. Its future remains uncertain. American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President Joby Young tells Brownfield the biggest challenge for the Farm Bill is the calendar.
At this point, you're looking at, you know, only so many legislative days for Congress to work on legislation like the Farm Bill, and that's one piece of it.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture is urging farmers to double down on farm biosecurity. Tom Vilsack says sick cows should not leave the farm.
We're providing financial resources to encourage farms to plan biosecurity plans, strengthen biosecurity plans. We're providing resources to reimburse for affected facilities that have workers who may be exposed.
And a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers is pushing for a freeze to H-2A guest worker wage increases in the upcoming appropriation process. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Give up on yield. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An agronomist suggests farmers facing planting delays don't have to sacrifice yield. Tristan Beyer with the Mosaic Company says the later planting occurs, the more important nutrients like phosphorus become. He tells Brownfield there are several considerations to help ensure yield isn't limited by planting date. More after this.
Farming can be stressful at times. Resources are available for those struggling. It's important to break the stigma around mental health challenges and encourage those struggling to seek professional help. The American Soybean Association supports Rural Minds, a leading nonprofit focused on improving mental health in rural communities. ASA and the United Soybean Board are dedicated to efforts that aid farmers in getting the tools they need for managing stress. Visit soygrowers.com, ruralminds.org, or search hashtag soyhelp.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Tristan Beyer is the crop nutrition lead for the Mosaic Company, and he says a wet spring has caused planting delays across the Midwest.
I think when you start getting into planting delays, there's a couple different things to consider. One is, the priority at that point is get the crop in the ground. There's maybe times when, unfortunately, they maybe didn't get the fertilizer all applied ahead of time. You can still look at coming in with some applications, right after planting or some early in season applications, even whether it's nitrogen, sulfur, PK, micros, there's some opportunities to possibly do that. But the other thing to think of is, when we think of delayed planting, one thing that often comes into people's mind is potential shortages in yield. We're giving up a little bit of yield because of planting. And that does influence the total crop removal. But the one thing that many people don't recognize is that when you look at nutrient demands from the crop, there's a couple scenarios that I say are especially responsive to crop nutrition. Specifically, the phosphorus and the blends for making sure that's important out there early. One that we talk about phosphorus availability is early planted because the soils do not release the phosphorus quickly enough just because of the nature of as soil's warm becomes more available. But the other thing is when we start getting the late planted situations, the importance of nutrients, specifically phosphorus, becomes even greater. The reason for that is we know that phosphorus can help hasten or decrease maturity and you speed it up. And when we find that you're using fuller season corn hybrids and you get combine that with some later plantings, those crops tend to grow at a faster rate than they would at your more typical planting timeframes. What happens when you have those faster growing plants, the demand for them to take up nutrients from the soil is at higher rates than what you typically see. And then the demand for the soil or the ability of the soil to supply those nutrients often comes a limiting factor, whereas the importance of fertilizer in conjunction with maintained soil is oftentimes beneficial in those late planted situations. So don't give up on your fertility when you get to late planted.
That's Tristan Beyer with the Mosaic Company. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Congratulations, Highland Seniors, on reaching this significant milestone. Your future is bright, and we can't wait to see the incredible impact you will undoubtedly make. Wishing you all the best as you move forward. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Kraft Funeral and Cremation Service, and Wilson Door and Construction.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, it kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing delaying that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, if she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. But losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
That was Jordan Davis with Tucson Too Late on Country and Community. And good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be bringing you some great music and information up until the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Hoping your Friday night's a good one. Yep, it's almost weekend time again. And good for most of the people that have the weekend off. I know some still have to work. And Memorial Day weekend. So, God, it's a three-day weekend for everybody that gets the three-day weekend, and I'll be here all weekend, though, but I'd be happy to bring you some great music. And just remember, with this Memorial Day, remember the meaning of Memorial Day. It's nice to have that time off, but it's also nice to remember those who sacrificed for our country to keep us free, and that's what Memorial Day basically is about. So take some time out today to remember those who have died because they from serving our country. And right now, our temperature is 63 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. A little cooler than it's been for the past few days, and though it's still pretty decent out there when it's not raining, it did let up a little bit ago, but it is coming down again. But Brittany Merlot says that showers and thunderstorms will be ending this evening, so we'll have some clearing over during the overnight hours as well. And because of that weather, the 9th Annual River Valley School Fair Fundraiser Food Stand was canceled today, but it will be held tomorrow, and that will be from 10 to 5 at Premeats. For your convenience, if you want to place a pickup order, call or text Kevin Graffunder at 608-438-1453 or email rvfoodstand@outlook.com. Also going on tomorrow, just to let you know, in case you were going to go do some reading or studying at the library, the Brewer Public Library will be closed in observance of Memorial Day on Saturday, May 25th, that'd be tomorrow, and on Monday. But the Richland Center landfill will be open tomorrow and from 8 to noon, but it will be closed on Monday, May 27th.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business, whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Every time I try to make it on my, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see. Jesus. In the way
there was Jesus.
I know that I'm complicated. I don't have a lot to say. Uncomfortable, a little unpredictable sometimes. For whatever it's worth, I know that it hurts. You are the ocean and I am the earth. Hide in my head, leave things unsaid. I am the needle and you are the thread. Could you
News. I'm Daria Albinger. 2 years to the day since the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas. There was a ceremony to honor the 19 students and two teachers killed at Robb Elementary. Also today, the families filed suit against Meta, Activision, and gunmaker Daniel Defense, which made the weapon that was used that day. The AAA says up to 44 million people will drive 50 miles or more from home over the Memorial Day weekend. That includes Colorado's Katerina Azzarello.
No, traffic has been fine. I'm more worried about the 800 cops everywhere ready to give me a ticket.